Oh, it's an hard place to come. I know they sat at the start of the game, bottom of the league, but you know, like I said, there's not going to be any easy game. But we played really well first half to press them. They kept giving us the ball, and I thought our front play was back to what it should be. It's a fantastic 3 points. Like I say, a much needed one, because I think we've played well in all five games up to now. And we should have won all five, but you know. But the lads have responded. I set a little bit of pressure on them today, and they've come back with the 3 points.
And even though Eastwood are largely a young side, there's no lack of spirit there.
No, they are. You know, you come here. Like I said, it's one of the hardest places to come. But we're a young side this year. You know, we brought young Scott in, barely 20, and there's youth and pace in the side. And I thought he had a comfortable debut. Pleasing for him as a winger to get past. Both wingers today were superb. They delivered the ball in really well into the box, into dangerous areas, and that was the difference today.
Was it a difficult decision to give him his debut with Josh out injured?
Well, Leddy's more effective down the middle. That's where he wants to play. We've tried different formations to try and get everyone fitted in. It was nice today to have a left winger going down the left and delivering, and a right winger going down the right delivering, getting bodies in the box, and we scored 5 goals out of it.
Yeah, there was just that one period, I guess, Lee, in the middle of the second half where it wasn't quite as controlled.
No, and again, we come out on the front foot, you know, two or three easy chances. Then we had a missed penalty, and that gave them, you know, the tails up, if you will, and then they had a spell of 15, 20 minutes where we couldn't deal with them, and we had to change our shape, change personnel. But soon we got back on top. I thought we saw the game out quite comfortably.
You mentioned Alex Taylor, and I guess it's vital for Town's chances this season that a striker of his experience scores on a regular basis.
Well, everyone knows the way I feel about him. We would be a different side without him in the team. He's a pinnacle to what I try and do, the way we try and play, and there's no one better back to goal striker in the division. There's certainly not one in the higher division, and I'm lucky to have him. But you know, it's important that he does get on the goal threat as well, and he got his 2 goals today. Disappointed he didn't want to take the penalty for his hat trick, you know. But that's the lad he is. He's a nice lad, and I'm chuffed for it for him because he's come back a different lad. He's fit, and like I said, we are a better side with him in it.
It's going to be a difficult week, as you say. Nantwich for the second time in a fortnight on Tuesday. It's a real scrap down there. A game really should have got more than a point from.
Yeah, like I said before the game, it's a massive week for the football club. 2 hard games in the league and an FA Cup game where we're in a bit of pressure to win because of financial reason. But we've started the week on a high. You know, hopefully we can get a result on Tuesday against, for me, the best footballing side in the division. We're on a bit of a run, not point-wise, but performance-wise, we're doing all right.